This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Economic development, often the holy grail for state and local officials, brings with it benefits, but also costs and sometimes controversy. Case in point, the outskirts of Kansas City, Kansas, and a proposed poultry processing plant. Jobs, yes, thousands of them perhaps, but also unwanted smells and environmental hazards. Brian Grimmett from KMUW and the Kansas News Service explains how the balance between economic development and community concerns has been playing out there.
Last year, Tyson Foods announced plans to build a $320 million plant to process chickens in a suburb of Kansas City. Tyson promised 1,600 new jobs, but many members of the community objected. In the span of a few short weeks, the anti-Tyson faction in Tonganoxie, Kansas, managed to gather a crowd of about 2,000 people at a town hall meeting too big to be held inside. Democratic State Senator Tom Holland was among those who addressed the crowd.
We're going to work to defeat this proposal.
And they did. Shortly after this meeting, local leaders changed their mind and rescinded their offer of about $500 million to the company in industrial revenue bonds, effectively killing the deal. But about 200 miles away in rural Cloud County, Laura Creer would love to see Tyson come to Concordia, which has a population just over 5,000. She's a realtor and says she's beginning to notice the town shrinking. According to the census, it's lost more than 5% of its population since 2010. She's worried that if the county can't lure more jobs, it will only get worse.
I just want to see it grow, and I want my kids to want to come back home.
Creer grew up near Garden City, Kansas, where her single mother worked for a Tyson beef processing plant. She knows about the foul smells and the potential environmental concerns, but for her mother, the job was better than anything else she could get.
She knew she had job security. She had good income.
In Cloud County, the median wage is $11.86 an hour. Tyson had said it would pay $13 to $15 an hour at a new poultry plant, and that many of those jobs would come with benefits. Ashley Hutchinson is the head of economic development for Cloud County. She says her group is courting not just Tyson, but other chicken producers too.
For us, these are incredible jobs, and they're jobs that put food on people's tables.
Cloud was one of more than 40 communities to tell the Kansas Department of Agriculture it was interested in Tyson after the city of Tonganoxie scrapped its deal. Sedgwick County, the state's second most populated, was on the short list for Tyson, too. But when people there found out, they reacted a lot like those in Tonganoxie. Denise Lewis was just one of dozens of people who spoke against a chicken plant at Sedgwick County Commission meetings last year.
I've done some research, and in short, these are not the jobs that Sedgwick County needs.
After a few weeks of flirting with the idea of offering Tyson incentives, Sedgwick County officials declared they would spend $7 million on a new facility for an airplane manufacturer instead. Despite the rejections, Carrie Weefald with the Kansas Department of Agriculture says there's still potential for poultry processing in the state.
There is a vision and a goal and enough information gathered to look at the opportunity to grow poultry in a very smart way for our state.
The Kansas legislature has entered the debate, too. It recently passed a bill that increases how many chickens can be housed inside of barns within a mile of homes, schools, churches, and public buildings. The bill is essentially an invite to the poultry industry. But back in Cloud County, Ashley Hutchinson says she's ready with the Welcome Act.
We are a state that feeds the nation and feeds the world. And maybe if you don't particularly want that opportunity on your doorstep in a metro area, that doesn't mean we don't.
In an email, Tyson wrote it is not in active discussions with any community in Kansas to build a new processing plant. The company is instead focused on putting a facility in Tennessee, where state and local officials are offering grants and tax abatements totaling about $34 million. In Concordia, Kansas, I'm Brian Grimmett for Marketplace.